As from a tiny acorn springs the strong and stately oak, so grew the school at Carrow from the effort made at Stoke. Words used many years ago to describe a school in Norwich, which was established by Jeremiah James Coleman and members of his family in 1857. As the campaign to keep Coleman's and its sister companies continues in Norwich, it is important we remember the leading role the family and the company has played in Norwich and Norfolk over so many years. Who else would go to the time and trouble to open a school for the children of its employees? It was an extraordinary achievement. In a letter sent to the workers at Carrow and Stoke Mills at the time of the opening of the school, Jeremiah wrote, "My partners, although resident in London, are quite willing to join me in the expense that may attend this effort, and we shall rejoice to find that the school helps you to educate your children and to train up a set of men who will go into the world qualified for any duties they may be called upon to discharge." It was Mrs. Coleman who was the moving spirit behind the school, and it was said she took control of the school and the building of a new one. The small school moved from Stoke to Norwich, but within a few years, the boys and girls had outgrown the room off King Street, which was reached by a stepladder and handrail. And a bright, new and bold building, which, thank goodness, we can still admire today, was built on Carrow Hill. The Norfolk News of March the 5th, 1864 said, "The spacious and elegant building erected on Carrow Hill has been opened for the day and Sunday schools." Special attention was directed to the admirable arrangements adopted for ventilation, lighting, and for the separation of classes, in addition to the large and spacious infant classroom. What started with 53 boys and girls in a small room off King Street had now grown to a busy and bustling school with more than 600 pupils. Word of its success spread across the world. Visitors included professors and education leaders from all over this country and India, along with chiefs from South Africa, Jubilee singers from America, doctors of divinity and missionaries. And King Edward, when Prince of Wales, spoke to the children when he visited Carrow House in 1880. John Olerenshaw, the third and last headmaster, was connected with Carrow School for more than 50 years, first as a pupil, then as a pupil teacher, then as an assistant, and finally for more than 20 years as headmaster. When the school closed, he became headmaster at Lakenham Council School, to where the pupils were transferred, and the formal opening took place on Armistice Day, November the 11th, 1919, with the members of the Coleman family present. It was the end of an era, but the buildings were still used by J&J Coleman for Sunday schools and adult schoolwork, entertainment and evening meetings. Today, the former school still stands proud on Carrow Hill, surrounded by homes once owned by the Coleman family.